For industrial production capacity utilization, this is the industrial production chart up here, the month-on-month changes. That should be in negative territory every month bar this one here, which is at July. Negative territory every month-on-month since October 2000. The market is expecting a zero figure here, but that could be actually, which is good because we haven't seen recently, isn't it?
Well, a zero figure would be fantastic, I think. we're not quite so optimistic. We're looking for another decline of -0.2%, albeit a smaller decline than we had last month in November. Really what's going on here is that we're seeing destocking. So US manufacturers are winding down their inventories. As a result of that, their overall inventory levels are very low. So when you do get consumer demand coming back in the US, we should see industrial production pick up by fairly sharply.
The final big figure for next week in the US, of course, is this we hear the University of Michigan confidence survey. It's a bit more forward-looking than some of the others. It does show that after this low point in September, it's been ticking up every month and a further uptick expected this time around. Is this really the best indication that we may have reached the turning point in the economic cycle?
Well, I think if we look at each month, that's probably not a fantastic indicator. But when we see the type of formation we've seen here, a bottom form and then a recovery coming, we think that's a very good sign. And we're very optimistic for the January number as well, which is coming out this week. We're looking for it to rise to 93.5. So for us, that's a very optimistic signal.
So 93.5 would be a fantastic figure. In fact, it would be the best that we've seen really for over a year. So quite optimistic there.
Well, certainly, yes. We'd be back to the
levels of pre-September 11.
Extent that we can create a pro-Western government there.